台湾 tax plan mana shiksha to all devotees will be very helpful for our Krishna consciousness. Raghunath Das Goswami saw and felt that what Rupa Goswami has given to the world, he has fulfilled the inner desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has established Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhuta. So, they must follow Rupa Goswami if they want to proceed in bhakti. But there is something we must follow Raghunath Das Goswami and then we can follow Rupa Goswami. If you are not following first Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot follow anyhow Rupa Goswami. So, we should follow Raghunath Das Goswami and his teaching if we want to develop in Krishna Sadhan Bhajan. Who was Raghunath Das Goswami? Actually, he is not a general worldly person. He has come with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna conjugal, to sprinkle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy on worldly persons. And he has played a role of sadhapani, but he was not a sadhapa actually. But he has played, as he was a sadhak, we know that he was born, he has taken birth in a very good and high class of family, like landlord's son, very big landlord. He was like a prince, well educated and well rich, his father and mother. From beginning of life, he has been brought up in the association of Haridas Thakur and one of the disciples of Sri Advaita Acharya, named Nandana Acharya, but very qualified person. Though he was family man, but he used to act like Acharya also. So in boyhood, this Jadunandan Acharya has given him Hari name, initiation. Without initiation, a strong faith never comes. And then he can carry the orders and follow the orders and rules and regulations of his spiritual master. Without doing so, taking initiation, without initiation, his head, like pendulum here and there, no strong faith comes. So he took initiation from Jadunandana Acharya. And Krishna arranged and sent Haridas. Though Haridas Thakur was always moving like Narad here and there, but usually he used to come to this boy in the court of council of his father. And He was very fond of Haridas Thakur.
Why?
And he used to have his finger in his hands and to go here and there. And to chant with Haridas, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
This is a very strong thing in any devotee's life. To have association of a Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur. Who was he? He was actually Brahma, who creates this world. And combination of also Prahlad Maharaj. So both were in Haridas Thakur. Very qualified devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him like Nana Acharya Haridas Thakur. Though he was, has come out from Mohammedan family, but he was a strong devotee of Krishna. Daily chanting 3 lakhs of Harinam. Even we had no work, no duty, no job, nothing, only eating and sleeping. But he cannot do. And he used to chant. Not only low class of Harinam, very bona fide name. Then he was chanting, calling Krishna. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, what this boy, Prasadas song, as if he is calling Krishna and Krishna is coming. So we should also try to chant Harinam like that. Krishna, 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 like this. Then he will hear. Not like a fashion, like a song, but with a pure heart. So, this boy is so much affected, a great power, a strong thing came in this boy, Raghunath Das. From beginning he wanted to. He heard so much for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to meet him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to give up his home. So his father and mother married him with a very beautiful lady at that time in whole India. So beautiful. But he has no taste in beauty and all these worldly things. He was quite vairagi.
Renounced.
He had not taken outwardly renounce order, but he was more than renounce order. But they kind of bind him. Always try to fly away from his home and to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was only of before his marriage and after marriage also, his mother told to his husband, to her husband, why you are not bringing a very iron rod, iron chain in which we can bind him, my son, and he should not run away here and there. He weepingly, he told, answered, so much wealth, or so much love and affection, and also beautiful wife, could not bind a person. How we can bind him in a lifeless chain? Those who have a little affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, in whole world, they cannot bind him in any way. So don't be worried for this. We cannot check, but I am trying. He heard that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he is going to Vrindavan, and the way he is staying for some days in Shantipur with Advaita Acharya's house. His mother Shachiba is also there. And thousands of persons are with them. So he told his father, "I cannot leave. My soul is going on. I will die if you will not permit me to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come so near in Shanti. I must go. And if you are making any problem, not allowing me to go, then I will die at once." Hearing, he told that, "I am giving permission you to go, but I return soon." He told that, "Yes, I will return." And thus he went there. And he stayed so many days there. He wanted to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "Don't be so hurry. Don't be so hurry. See, ना हो बात हो कर्म कर्म पाए लो भविष्य क्या मरकट वैराग्य ना करो लोक दिखाइया यथा योग्य विषय भुंज मना शब्द अंतरे कर निष्ठा लोके व्यवहार अचिरा दे कृष्ण तुम्हारे दिस सिक्स फ्लाइट्स वन मिनट व्हाट इज द मीनिंग स्थिर भैया जा भरे ना हो बात Don't be mad. Don't quit your home at once. Just follow my instructions. Don't be vairagi. Vairagi means? Like monkey, artificial monkey. Monkeys have no shirt, no kurta, no body pant. Nothing. They have no kuti, you know, no houses, no cottages, nothing, no bad pants, nothing. What they will eat for tomorrow, they don't manage. But other hand, they have thousands of wives and thousands of children. Making daily one song and and if they will see anything in your hand, they will jump. Especially in Vrindavan, Chitrakoot and town, especially in Vrindavan, Sevakun, they will see that you are taking fruits to give, offer deities, they will jump and take. Especially to the known ladies, the differentiate lady, now she is so fearful. So jump and take anything from them. And if they will not give, they will do like this. He told me that I am very careful. They cannot take my
glass.
I told him that be careful with your glass. You know, he did like this. But at once a monkey came and sat on his jump and took. Sometimes they can take your little boy also, baby, and they can climb up on the top of the tree. If you give a piece of bread or anything, then they can easily. So they are very lusty, like dacoit, and very fearful and dangerous. But they have nothing. Always lust in their heart. How to take things from others? So we should not be market vairagi, not renounce like markets. Markets mean money. For swine money we have taken dand, but always lusty, always want of money, always cheating others, always diplomatic, always
duplicity.
And hypocrisy. This is an offense. He should be very careful. So he is telling to Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes, sir, that follow Market Vairagi. Renounce like markets, monkeys. So much affection for worldly things, not for Krishna. Because who are sincere Vaishnava, they have no time to abuse anyone, to quarrel with anyone, to criticize anyone. They have no time at all. They are all times goes in Krishna consciousness, always chanting, remembering, helping others. Sthiriya jagar naho vatur karme karme pare logasan bhavasindhu. Gradually, you will come out of this worldly ocean, suffering and sorrows. Don't be like monkey. Market Vairagi na kar rog dikhaiya. Yatha jog visham hujo anashakta bhaiya. Yes, to try to anashakta. Without any attached. Don't be attached to anything. And what you need for maintaining your life, you can take it. Like Shaktik Mahaprasada. To save your body from hot and cold, you can take some clothes. Only as you need. Don't take it more. And thus chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And eternally you should try to develop your heart sincerely. Then he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returned to home. He tried so many times to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he could not go. Once Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati on the bank of Ganges, very near to his parish. At that time, Nityananda was with his all associates. Thousands and thousands of devotees were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to make prasadam for all with rice, chipped rice and curd and banana, sandesh and so many things. He managed for lakhs and lakhs devotees. At that time, it was distributed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu called Nimai Prabhu. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should come. I cannot take you along here. And he was praying. At once he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Puri came there, and he saw. And then both took Mahaprasad happily. They were all dancing. They saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Sure, she is coming and dancing all here and taking Mahaprasad. All began to shout, Gopananda! Wow! After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, Raghunath Das, this boy came, only very little age, 18 or 16. He went to Nityananda Prabhu and told, Prabhu, I am so unlucky. I want to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I cannot live without him. I will die. I have tried so many times, but I can. I could not. So, I pray for your mercy. Without your mercy, because you are Akhanda Guru Tattva, whole self Guru. So by your mercy, I can have this. Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without your mercy, anyone cannot directly serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I need your help, your mercy, causeless mercy. He told, he kept his feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. All were saying that, oh, how lucky is Raghunath Das Goswami. And he told to all devotees who are present there that I pray you all to give your mercy to this boy so that he can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he can meet very soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also he told that my whole mercy I am giving to you sincerely, because you are sincere. Now, no one can check you. Very soon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give his mercy to you. And you should prepare. Very soon. And very soon, after that, very soon, he had a very good occasion to run from his house. And he went to Puri. The way on foot, it was about
1 month.
1 month or 12 days.
1 month way he crossed, he come keeping
12 days. And he crossed it only in 3 days. Whole night, day and night, walking and walking. Without taking anything, his feet were swollen. Now he could not walk, but yet, proceeding. He had not taken bath, not taken water, even anything, only some mudi.
Of rice.
Anyone kindly helped him. And he went to Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting with his whole council, Sarvadamodar, Ayamananda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, all were there. Krishna, Raghunath Das, Mukunda, one of the singers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Mahaprabhu, oh, see, how this boy is coming, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once began to wave and tell, oh, Krishna is so merciful. He has
rescued you
from
the dig of school.
This world is like
piece
of stones. And he has dragged you from there. And he embraced him, this boy. Raghunath Das Goswami is how fortunate he. At once he embraced that boy. And he took his hand and gave his hand in the hands of Sarup Damodar. Who is Sarup Damodar? Very near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very learned and high class of Vaishnava, especially his Lalita Shakti. And he gave him that. Oh, now you are Raghu of
Saru.
He will support you. He will associate you. He will give you power. Always Harikatha. And always you should try to come to me. So, now he became Raghu of Sri Damodar. How he was maintaining his life? His father sent two Brahmins and one servant. That he should buy from market and he should cook for him and give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that you can take. But one day he took. And after he told and denied, I don't want to take anything from Vishayi. You know Vishayi?
Materialistic
person. Even those who are worshipping and chanting, but they chant and worship Krishna only for enjoyment. That Krishna may give me my very beautiful wife, very beautiful husband, or so much wealth, gold, houses, and everything, or material things, they are all Vishay. They are Vaishnava Praya. Vaishnava Praya, like Vaishnava, but not like they are Vishay. And some are like Vishay Praya, like Srinivasa Acharya. Pundarik Vidyaniti, Praya Ramananda. Therefore,
it look like materialistic.
But they are not materialistic. Pure Vaishnava, high class of Vaishnava here. So, he is telling what I tell.
Vaishnava
So I will just take Mahaprasadam from them and he left, rejected. And he used to go to market. What market?
Anand Bazar market.
Where is Anand Bazar market? In the temple of Jagannath, my side. So much months and months, quintals of quintals. Mahaprasad is there, dal, bhat, tarkari, and so many vegetables, so many things. So many things, sweet and everything. He went there and he baked. And someone came and gave him. But after 2-3 days he left it also. He used to go outside the temple of Jagannath, where cows taking rotten rice Mahaprasad coming from the drain from the cooking room from Jagannath. Understand?
Yeah.
And take something, used to rub it, all rotten things he want to wash, and giving some salt, very little, he used to take, only one gross, one or two. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Sarvadhamma. How he is renounced? So much vairagya. And he became very happy. One day he went there, where he was taking Mahaprasadam, this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, you are a thief. You are not giving me. You are taking this delicious nectar alone. And he took some. And he at once caught hold of his hand. Prabhu, don't be useful. It is not proper for you. It is not qualified for you. Yes, Lord. Oh, you are taking it? So, he told, he will become so happy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Bhaluna khaibe, Bhaluna paribe, Amani manadhaya Krishna naam sadalabe, Braje radha Krishna seva manushe karibe. What is the meaning? Where is He wanted to hear something about sadhana, sadhana. Oh, but he was so shy. He could not ask directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He turned to his Siksha Guru, Sarup Damodar. I want to know something about sadhana, sadhana. We should also try to know. Those who are sitting idle, like this, they will lose. Jam Maharaj will send his one daughter and one son, Netraji's daughter, and Alasya's son. He will send first Alasya. Alasya means?
Idleness.
Idleness. Idleness is his son, dearest son. And he comes first and attacks anyone. And then his daughter comes, who? Nidra Devi means sweetness comes and attacks. And thus he slips. So you should be very careful here, but because you have come from so many far away. So very carefully you should hear. So I don't know sadhana and bhajan. So if we are in that class, more wretched than that class, lower. No. Raghunath Das Goswami was not a person of this world, but he was a person of Golok Vrindavan. But he was playing a role like this, that I don't know sadhana and bhajan. What is sadhana and sadhana? What is called sadhana and sadhya? What we want to collect, to have, that is called sadhya. We have not that thing, but we want that thing. It is called sadhya. And by what means we can attain this thing? It is called sadhya. Like, I want to make a beautiful house. Equipped with all kinds of facilities, modern facilities. Then you will have to collect money. Then the collection of money is called sadhana. And sadhya is? But now we want money, so money is now sadhya. And by what means we will earn money? Is, we'll have to go to any firm, to any company, and work very hard day and night, and then we can collect something, money, and then we can build this. So these are sadhana. If anyone wants to be happy in this world, money is sadhana. If they want heaven, then good works are sadhana. If you want salvation, if you are so worried, you are feeling so much suffering, sorrow, so much difficulty, birth and death, if you want to be out of all this, then you will have to do for something, for this. Then Gyan will be sadhana. And if you want bhakti and Krishna service, then Krishna service is sadhya. And what will be sadhana? Bhakti. If you want bhakti, you will have to serve Vaishnava and associate with Vaishnava. Then bhakti is sadhya. And sadhana is to associate of Vaishnava, hearing Harikatha, chanting. More than this, if you want to love and to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, then you'll have to go same kind of guru and associate with same kind of Vaishnava, devotee. You cannot have it by serving Sridham Shubha if you want to serve conjugal. No. By the service of Yasoda and Nanda Baba, you can only have it by the service of, by serving gopis in the guidance, in the lines of gopi. So if anyone is always like Krishna Bhakti Rasamati Priyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tattva Lollama Kumulya Mekalam Janma Koti Sukhtarna Labhyate. A devotee like Rupa Goswami, Lagoti Dai. Pratnakas Goswami, Six Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Prabhupada. You can associate. Then this class of bhakti can be had. We can have. Otherwise now, without following these footsteps of gopi, anyone can lacks and lacks, but they cannot attain this thing, Vrijbhava. So, to follow the gopis, to follow any person whose heart is always
saturated
with a Vraja mood of gopi mood. This can give you. Chaitanya Chaitramit vividly it has been told that a person who wants to serve Vanjuga, only gopi mood, only gopi mood. And if he wants to serve Srimati Radhika more than this, then we'll have to meet such a person who is beside us and so much sevika of Srimati Radhika herself. With Rup and Raghunath and all of that. So he's telling, Gramya Kathana Sunibe, first observe these principles. If you want that thing, like Raghunath Das Goswami, then Gramya Kathana Sunibe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raghunath Das Goswami, finally, and last to Upadesh. To have sadhan sadhan, topmost, ultimate goal of any fortunate devotee, to have the service of Srimati Radhika. Gramya Kathana Sunibe, have you the book of Swamiji Chaitanya Chaitanya? I want that. Yes, sir. And you should read, because I want to follow and I want that you should follow Swamiji. Antalila, Antalila 236. Six chapter, last, 235, no, 236. Valuna khaide, gramya katha, na sunibe. You should not hear gramya katha. Gramya katha, what is the meaning?
Idle talk, gossip.
What is that?
The ordinary talks of common men. The ordinary talks of common men.
That should not. You should not hear. And gramya vata na kahibe. What?
Ordinary news.
What is the ordinary news? Those talking, speaking, having no relation with devotion of Krishna. Maintaining your life, which is essential. But these are also Harikatha. If you are going to market to bring something for your duties, for cooking, for Mahaprasad, to serve, this is not Gramya Katha. But, you know, once Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami was meeting in Nandagaon. Where? And the three Kadambate. Where Radha and Krishna usually play so much thing, pastimes there. So they were discussing all these things. Krishna Katha. They forgot to take anything. They were quite absorbed in that. It began from morning to 12. the path fell and they have forgotten everything. They are partly observing, telling and hearing Krishna Katha. A very little baby girl of 12 years, village girl, came. So beautiful, marvelous. But class were not so high class, but very charming, very sweet voice and appeared. She told, "Oh Baba, Baba, why you are not doing anything for taking anything? You are not taking anything? My mother saw and sent me with this milk and some rice and some sugar. I am giving you. You should make kheer.
Sweet rice.
Kheer. Sweet rice. And offer your duties and take." But they were not hearing, they were not hearing. They were partly observed. She went from there, keeping the horse. And after that, she returned after half an hour. "Oh Baba, you have not cooked yet, and you are engaged in talking. I'm going to take cooking." And at once she brought some
cow dung,
dry cow dung. And from where she took fire, and what at once she cooked and gave them. "Oh Baba, you should offer and take. I'm going, otherwise then my mother will just die." And she quickly returned. Sanatana Goswami saw her, and he was so attracted. He told that, "Bring that and offer to Krishna, and then we should take some." When they took it, so sweet, more than nectar. And they began to weep loudly, "Radhi, Radhi, Radhi. You have come, and you have cooked for us, and we could not recognize you. Really, that girl, we have missed the opportunity to fall down on your little feet," and both began to weep loudly. Sanatana Goswami told, "Don't do in future. Have you any desire at that time?" "Oh yes, I was desiring that my Gurudev, my elder brother has come. I should give him something, because time is over. I should give something to him." But there was nothing. "Oh, that is why Srimati came, to fulfill your desire. So in future you should never wish that then he will still come and he will be, serve us. We don't want. We want to serve her. So you can know that how high class of devotees Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami are. That even Srimati Radhika came and cooked for them. So we should not wish anything. Don't do Gramyavarta, chatter and pattering, anything which is not related to Krishna and his devotees. First thing this, and then Kata Samaya. Phalo na khaibe ar na paribe. Don't try for delicious foods. Is this what is coming? Shakti, pure thing, offer to Krishna and Radhika, and remnant you should take. Don't run after delicious fruits. If you are running like that, your bhakti will be ruined. Amani mana dhaya, Krishna anusadalabe. You should follow that slope. Vatasro. Tanata Pisunitina. Karora Pisunana. Amanina Mardina Krittina Chatana. We have tolerance, like trees. Even they are cutting. No matter they are drying, never wanting anything. Water as anything. Be humble more than process. So humble. And don't want your praise, but you should have respect all according to their ability and stage. Don't try to honor in same way highest and lowest Vaishnava. According to their ability and stage, you should try to honor them. No? And don't want your praise. Then you can chant name correctly and sincerely and pure name. Otherwise you cannot. Braja Radha Krishna Nath Shiva Manushi Karide. And you should follow Braja Radha Krishna Shiva Manushi. What is the, what he has written?
And within your mind, render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Any note or anything?
Just a comment. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Amrita Prabaha Bhasya that when a man and woman are married, they beget children and are thus entangled in family life. Talk concerning such family life is called Gramyakata. A person in the renounced order never indulges in either hearing or talking about such subjects. He should not eat palatable dishes, since that is unfit for a person in the renounced order. He should show all respects to others, but should not expect respect for himself. In this way, one should chant the holy name of the Lord and think of how to serve Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I told some devotees that you should be here. And time to time I will question. So some devotees like Bhagat Vatsal.
Govind Bhakti is over there.
Now he has. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Amani Mana Dhaya Krishnam Sadalabe, Braje Radha Krishna Seva Mana Se Karibe. Animal will read this and think, what is Manasi Seva? If question is not coming, then it means that he is not reading manually. What is Manasi Seva? We are serving Krishna by our senses, by hand, by eyes, by tongue, everything. But what is this Manasi Seva? What in our mind, it is most important. For senior Vaishnavas and Uttam Vaishnavas. Those who are in the line of Rupa and Raghuna, in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. I think when Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj came, he was cutting only jungles and jungles. Gramyakatha, Gramyakatha, he was cutting all. And telling money to be like that. This be Gita. And to chant from door to door. But he, there is no time to tell these things and to explain. But we have, I don't want to be in the same class as I was in 100 years before. We want to improve. And from lower classes to upper classes. Though it is for upper classes, but you cannot be same in 100 years and 1,000 years. So if any person who is sincere, he will want to know what is Manasi Seva and how he used to do. Also you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave one Govardhan Shila and Gunja Mala, who has been brought by any devotee, Shankarananda, from Vrindavan to Jagannatha. And he gave it to? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship it with his tears, keeping that salagram, Giriraj, on
eyelids,
sometimes here, sometimes here. He never need water from outside, from Ganges and ocean. His hard tears coming from eyes were sufficient to make part of that Giriraj Shila. After some time, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami and told what he told, that you should see this Govardhan like Brijendranandan Shyamchandra. And this Gunjamala, I have given this that you should offer your heart and everything in this Gunjamala. You should treat it like Radhika. Gunjamala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take that Gunjamala at the time of uttering his name. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? I want the mercy of Srimati Radhika. His mercy is my garden. So it gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. He also told that you should take some water and 8 tulasi leaves, 8 manjari with 2 leaves each. Very soft manjari. Manjari, you know, the flower of tulasi. Very, very
soft.
And at least 2 lips on both sides with water. You should offer to Giriraj Maharaj. I have given this Brijendranandan Shyamchandra in the shape of Giriraj. Yes, sir. And will have the mercy of Giriraj. And treat this mala, Gunja mala, like Srimati Radhika. I have given you in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And he began to worship. He used to see Giriraj Govardhan, Brijendranandan Shyamchandra, Radhanath, Radhakant in Giriraj. And in Gunja mala, he used to see Srimati Radhika. Always weeping, closing his eyes like my Prabhu coming from India with me. No? Don't sleep. I will tell you to return to India. So, I will explain it further. What is Mansi Seva? What is all these things? How we can proceed and sadh and sadh? It will help you so much, like nectar. You will be saved from worldly things by hearing and adopting. So you should try to follow all these things from your core of heart. If you like to be a very bona fide and sincere Vaishnava person, otherwise you can come and take the Dekshas Mahaprasad and in my class you can sleep. Gold Pramana.